This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Shoot, come on, Clint.
Talk to it. Spit on that thing.
Shoot, let Liv be sitting over there. You seeing this dude coming around? They live together over there, and
you better be paying some bills.
They got a crib together over there. Castacita, and you over there just chilling. 5 years, huh? Like just coming over at the pool.
I'm just saying the conversation's beyond the mail as well. And if the mail looks at me and says, "Hey man, I just ain't quite ready for that kind of commitment yet."
Okay. Oh, cool. I
need to go have a conversation with my daughter.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I'd like to hear that, man.
You ain't ready for that commitment yet? Okay.
No, I'm not saying you got a pressure. I'm just saying, like, hey man, where we at?
Well, I'm just, what's the end game? I mean, what's
there? What I'm talking about. Same thing. Yeah. What's the end game? Yeah. Text line comes in. Well, it depends on what age they started dating. I started dating my wife 7 years before the marriage. We started at 18. Hey, I'm telling you, my man's 27, so I got his age.
Man's you got to perform on your honeymoon.
Hey, man, successful attorney. I listen. Two-timer on Survivor. What are we doing here 5 years?
He's got a lot going on in his life.
It does, yeah. Yeah, the move-in factor is the other thing that jump starts it for me too. Oh, we gonna live together?
Yeah. No, that I agree with.
Not good, Sean.
We living together, baby. I'm gonna try to respect.
I'm gonna let her do her. She's a grown ass woman. She can make her own decisions. Now, don't come to me for advice. Now you come to me for advice. I'm gonna unload on it because I'm gonna have some thoughts.
You
now.
Can kiss Tyler, Clint. You kiss every bit of my ass.
I'm
don't
just telling
come to
you
me with advice. You're going to be a come to them advice father. I know you are. That's bull. You're not going to be a just sit and just.
I'll wait.
You want to talk to me about it? You can talk to me about it, but I'm not going to give you my thoughts and opinion. Hell with that. You're going to be a. Here, let me. This is something I've observed.
I waited till I was 44, boys. Let's. And I know why. So come on, let's go over here and see why.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. You wasn't 5 years in with anybody, but all right.
Well, I don't know. I had two long ones that were longer than 5 years, actually.
All right. As we get rolling here, update here on the Astros as they are in the fourth inning. They are trailing now 2-1. And by the way, this is a tough one because Lance McCullers has been rolling in this piece today, and he got off to a great start. I mean, he had Tyler rolling. Tyler's in midseason form, to be honest with you. Tyler was cheering so hard in prep for Lance I was certain he had money on the line.
I do not have money on the line.
Those first two strikeouts Lance got, I mean, woohoo! Come on, baby! Two strikeouts in the first batter.
He's just a McCullers fan.
I need every one of them things now for Lance McCullers Jr.
I'm thinking, oh,
I'm with you, T.
I'm thinking, oh, I got you, but I thought, boy, this was extra on it. This is it. We're still in May. I think it was extra on it.
Oh, I had me a full-fledged baseball boner in prep now.
Bet you did. It's tough. Lance is trying to get through four.
As he bounces 110 feet in front of the plate.
It's all right. He's trying to get through four.
Curve, that old sticky. Had too much sticky on that old curveball, boys.
Lance has given up four hits, two earned runs. He's got a runner in scoring position right now, but he has seven strikeouts against one walk. So, Lance...
To be fair, a normal-sized human being would have stood underneath the ball that went off the wall in left field that Altuve couldn't jump for. To be fair.
It's just too little.
I mean, Yordan Alvarez could have caught it on his forehead.
Lance got his eighth strikeout, so Lance is through four. If he can get through another inning,
he's got 62 pitches. If he can't get through another inning, we are in trouble.
Clint, listen, you're beyond Lance to go get the 25 pitch inning. As he's ready to go through.
He's rolling, baby.
You're rolling.
That damn sweeper he throws up there, sometimes it gets absolutely slack.
We've been hearing about Lance, he doesn't have a real good feel for some of his off-speed pitches. He has today. He has had a great feel for his off-speed pitches today. So, Lance, if he can, as we said, complete another inning, that will be the most innings he's given the Astros since he's returned back. And as Clint said, in the 60s, when it comes to pitch count, he is in good shape to do that. But 2-1, they trail, and Clint's right. It probably should be 1-1. He really got caught a couple of times. You had a ball hit into the gap that I think a normal armed center fielder would have gotten that ball a lot quicker and out on a bounce to Pena.
Yep,
and maybe
no
Pena
question.
Gets him out. And then you're right. Not even just a normal size human being. I don't know. Just a short human being. Like a 5'9er. Yeah. They have gone up.
Could even be slightly below the average height.
But he still had no chance.
Hey, if I were Altuve, check it out. Like, if you're Altuve in left field right now, I mean, we just got to play anything close off the wall, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, his feet shouldn't touch the warning track. Like, if I get to the warning track and the ball's not in my glove, turn around and retreat and just catch it off the wall.
He got like 4 inches of air that time.
I mean, but he's jumping expecting that wall to be back there. Now, there's too much of a gap, and the ball hit a foot to the left.
Left field was not meant for the lollipop.
Hey, man, if he was 30, he'd have caught that, man. That's when he had his hops, man.
Oh, yeah. His torch was off.
He had his hops.
It wasn't just his timing. His torch was off, man.
He caught that damn thing. He'd have had his hops. By the way,
hit two bombs yesterday, though.
That is a stro goat.
I do want to get.
We got a goat in Houston. He's just Whittle.
Are y'all just seeing how close we can get to throat goat here with everything y'all got to say?
Hey, I'm in a good space.
Crossed my mind, you
pervert.
Well,
when you said it yesterday, I thought that's exactly. What are we doing?
Anybody need any throat coat? I got it for you. Boy, your throat is giving
and
you
if anybody's problem. Looking for the stro goat, Tyler's got that one.
He's got it, too.
All
he's got
four feet
one.
Of him.
A little bad news before, because I do want to get what the hell that means. If you missed it in the crosstalk, Clint, who was out there in the bubble, I wanted to be there, had a fifth grade graduation to go to. Hey, shout out to everybody at Leonetti. Parents, congratulations not only for you for getting their asses through fifth grade. I know some people are left fifth grade. Hell yeah. But great job of following directions of what was asked. When everyone said, hey, please wait till the very end before you give everybody a round of applause and cheering, I didn't think there was a chance in hell. I've never ever. That's the first time I have ever been to a situation like that where it was followed.
I've never seen it happen.
It was followed. I mean, nothing.
It's impressive.
Only time my wife laughed really loudly when a kid came out there and said, the celebrity that would be most likely to play him in a movie would be Peter Griffin. And and Courtney did just like that. But out laughing.
That's awesome.
This fifth grader thinks Peter Griffin from Family Guy would be the celebrity most likely to play it. But outside of that, everybody did a good job. But Clint was on the ground, and I do want to get what you said to them. You thought it was interesting, their approach at OTAs. But I do want to pass this along. We wondered this about Ronnell Blanco. Ronnell Blanco is having Tommy John surgery, according to Joe Espada, the captain. He is going to undergo right elbow surgery next week, which obviously will sideline him the remainder of 2025. And just judging by the amount of guys they've had with this injury, you'd imagine, since we haven't seen Garcia, we haven't seen Javier, and some of these guys, this is probably going to eat into next year as well, if not maybe all of the season. So that is the latest Blanco feared. He suffers the same fate that that Hayden Wisniewski did. So that's two guys here in the last couple of weeks that have gone down with Tommy John surgery. So that is the update with him. But, Clint, I want to get where you're coming from on that. You were there. You watched it in the bubble. Got to see him. What does that mean? What are you talking about when you say you thought it was interesting, their approach at OTAs today, the Texans?
Well, no, I think the overall, you know, and I know that D'Amico's, I know it's a challenge for a head coach to really emphasize how important these things are and not, but at the same time, you got to emphasize that they're not mandatory, right? It's all voluntary. I think he's got to straddle a line there that you don't want to call players out for not being there, but you also want to emphasize how important the actual work is. I think for me, it's you know, we out there today, you're CJ didn't take any reps in terms of throwing the football, which I've already checked on everything there. CJ has been at everything and gotten a million reps and been in every meeting. He's been overly committed to learning this offense and getting where he needs to go. But, you know, you look up, there's no Damian Pierce, there's no Joe Mixon, there's no Dalton Schultz, there's, you know, the O-line is, for the most part, those guys are there. I would have thought coming into this season, especially on the offensive side of the football, that guys are going to be in attendance.
Real quick,
and guys are going to participate. And if you're not, like CJ Stroud did not participate today.
At least he was
so
there.
CJ Stroud, not saying he was not, he's not hurt, but CJ Stroud, or as far as I know, he's not, but CJ Stroud was there with his nose in the huddle damn near every time. C.J. Stroud was there with a walkie-talkie in his hand so that he could hear the play call that was being called every single time with every quarterback, every rep of the day. C.J. Stroud was there that when a quarterback missed a read, that the guys, you could tell something was there that we couldn't see. The crowd, you know, they go, ooh, 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 and he checked the ball down. He goes right to the quarterback and he talks to the quarterback, hey, man, here's what I saw. What did you see? This route was there. Like that, I expected more of that than I think I saw offensively with some of the guys that weren't there.
Real quick, of the notes of the guys that weren't in attendance, because this was one that I was wondering yesterday a bit, is, you know, we talked about it with, hey, the Laremy Tunsil situation. It seemed like they were trying to kind of push this thing closer to where they want to be culture-wise, and I think they have, but not there today. Joe Mixon, this according to Aaron Wilson. Joe Mixon, who has been fairly in a walking boot recently, not a serious injury, but that may be a reason why. You mentioned it, Dalton Schultz, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who they just traded from over.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
With Philadelphia, Christian Harris, a guy that his season, let's say, just was weird the way it ended. Jimmy Ward had foot surgery, so there's an understanding there. Brevin Jordan, who had the ACL last year, maybe that's a part of it. Danielle Hunter, Damian Pierce, you mentioned, and then recently who they got from the Chiefs, Justin Watson, wasn't there. I think maybe, I know you said didn't see this, maybe Henry Toa Toa didn't really see a lot of him out there, if he was. Braxton Berrios, who was just coming over last year, the punt returner. So, yeah, that, like, to give some thought, there are some guys in there where, listen, we don't know what's going on. It could be, they could be rehabbing. They could have been inside or whatever. But yeah, I would hope that's the case because guys like Damian Pierce and Dalton Schultz, Christian Harris, those are the ones who really stick out to where you're like, yo, man, like, it feels like they should be in every.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously, I'm one that I would expect everybody to be at everything, like, no excuses kind of deal. But, the interesting part is, you know, again, it's clear with D'Amico Rines. It's been this way all along. I mean, D'Amico Rines is he is going to emphasize every opportunity that he has that if you want to get better, you'll be here. These are opportunities to get better. These are opportunities to get reps. Every rep is valuable. There's no substitute. You can't replicate or duplicate what we're doing here. Once these days are gone, you can't get them back kind of deal. It's clear. If you listen to D'Amico, it's clear where D'Amico is. And now I guess you can look at it and say that all those guys on the offensive side of the football are hurt. And by the way, I don't have any problem with any of the guys missing on defense. 90% of them have been in D'Amico's system, so you know it. There's some that you'd like to see there, but at the end, like the offensive side of things, there has to be a sense of urgency. That's the one where, boy, you know, you would think that if you could at all be involved, they would be there. And look, I don't know if everybody's hurt or not. I don't know what the situation is, but I know CJ's a guy that, you know, today wasn't necessarily his day to throw, I guess, you know, maybe something like that, but his ass was in the middle of it.
Yeah. He was there and
it's just interesting. It's interesting the messaging that you can very clearly hear from D'Amico Rines, and then when you look offensively, it's just it's hard to locate the veterans that you'd like to have leading the way back here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.